And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome yet another of the City of Palmer's personalities, Chris Knoll. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Mike.
So here you are, and we're talking public works. We're talking the time after the abrupt, some would say magical change from a beautiful fall and the sun and dry, and then it snowed.
And then hello. Hello, winter.
So what was your first thought when you looked out or had the idea that, yeah, this wasn't going to be just a little bit of snow falling down, but going to be full-out kind of lots of snow?
Right, yeah. So, well, I was sitting at home, and I think it was Sunday. It's Sunday morning. It started snowing. I'm like, okay, well, this shouldn't be too bad. Sunday night, it was still snowing and hadn't stopped yet. I'm like, well, the boys are going to be busy in the morning, because we had already, I think by that evening at my house, we were already up to 12 inches.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, it just kept going overnight and into Monday. And so, yeah, I was like, well, so much for a nice little, here's 4 inches to practice with and get everybody warmed up for the winter. It was, nope, we're going.
My observation, though, was that it happened pretty well. This was a snow that was a little bit heavy in its own way, but I've become used to the pattern of first clearing out and then particularly down, you know, both downtown where everybody was out because it was so new and it was good, and we were shoveling the sidewalks off in front of our studio and, businesses and so on, and then everybody came through with the proper gear, and either at night or right time, and then it was gone. But there was still the snow pack on some of the roads.
That
happened.
Right. Yeah. So that was, I mean, because there was so much snow, and you know, people were kind of driving on it all day Sunday, and then most of the day Monday, what was left out there, you get that hard ice pack, and we can't get that up. The best we can do with when we have ice pack is, and we have a sander truck go out.
Sure.
And if you come by if you're ever driving by our shop over there on Bonanza, you'll see our big pile of sand and salt, and that's what we fill up our sander truck, and he goes around and focuses on major intersections, but tries to get every road sanded and salted. Give the car something to grip.
And I would say I appreciate that myself, as I come across town, whether I'm driving or walking or whatever, I having that spray down is very helpful. Did you learn anything new this year? Because it's the first big fall. You got, you know, everybody's ready. Many people have done this before, but each year, the first time you look out there. Any changes in your operation for snow removal this year so far?
No changes in how we go about doing it. You know, we still have our priority list, and, you know, that's our main arterial and business area first. Then we get into the feeder roads that kind of feed into those main arteries. And then I do have to get out to the airport because, you know, that's a major piece of the city that there's businesses out there that need access to the runways and taxiways and all that. So we get out there. And then once we've got that kind of cleaned up, we get into the neighborhoods.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. But no changes to how we go about the process.
So I also notice, it's hard not, and it's a wonderful thing, that there are lights now strung. Both the ones along the depot edge of the roof are lit. I can see them through the window right now. There also have a number of businesses that have a kind of perimeter light that strung along, and there are lights appearing. Now, the city does some, and I think Palmer Chamber of Commerce does some. How's that work?
So we requested to have some funds put into our budget to be able to do that, and the council approved that, and so that's what you're seeing out there is we got money to put lights up, and I think everybody loves the lights when they're out
it's
there.
It's huge.
It's kind of I wouldn't say magical, but it's kind of magical, you know, when it gets dark in the early evening through the night and the lights are on, and it's just kind of nice to be downtown
See those. No, I agree. So, I agree entirely, especially, then of course, when the town comes alive for Holiday Christmas and times like that, then it's obviously that. But I think light does help deal. I know that our own house has some lights we put on. Other people do, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's something about that changes the mood,
yep,
if you will.
Kind of gets everybody into that winter holiday spirit.
Yeah. So speaking of holidays, we have a big one coming up here on Thanksgiving, which is not only Thanksgiving, but some closing of, the city hall. I know a lot of people have a vacation, et cetera. But I have been instructed clearly to remind, what happens with trash pickup?
Yes. So next week, being Thanksgiving, the city is, as far as administration, is closed on Thursday and Friday. So we will be picking up residential and commercial trash that would normally be picked up on Thursday and Friday. We'll be picking it all up on Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving.
Wonderful.
So, yes. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to call us at Public Works, but it's also updated on the website and all that stuff. So
I've looked out, I've carefully scoped out what the weather looks like it's going to be over this week, and it doesn't look like there's any heaviness in terms of lots of either rain or snow. There's a little bit coming. But of course, that would have been not a good thing to have, say, this last snowfall happen Wednesday.
Right.
So what does happen, though, in the event there's a normal pickup day and people are all set, but it does snow the way it did this previous time? How does that work in terms of, how do people know not to put their trash can out, and how does that get fixed?
So if it's a snow event and we basically will determine whether we're going to pick up garbage based on whether the landfill is open. Doesn't really change whether we're going to pick up or not, because if the landfill's open, I got to be picking up. So we base more, like I said, on whether the landfill's open. The landfill will typically only close if it's going to be super windy.
Got it.
So where we kind of have to look at the weather forecast and try to get information out in time, which is very hard, is do we see a wind event coming, for the next day? And then we got to kind of shake the magic eight ball and see what it says on whether the landfill is going to be closed, because they won't tell us they're closing until the morning of. And, of course, by then it's too late to tell residents, we're not coming to pick up.
Don't do what you did an hour ago.
Right. Yeah. Now that you're already at work.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So that's one of those things where I would ask, the residents that do have city trash removal, kind of be watching to see kind of what the weather's forecast is for the next day, if it's your pickup day, and kind of make that call. And that is one of those that if it is a wind event day, we will let people know that, hey, if you've got extra trash, come the next time we pick up, we're not going to charge you extra for it. So
now the utility bills go out, and there's all kinds of accompanying information. And since it's coming up to winter, you have probably a list there of things that you want to share with our listeners.
Yes. So everyone should have gotten in their utility bill probably a couple weeks ago, our kind of winter snow removal information sheet that kind of lays out the city's expectation of our residents when it comes to snow removal and snow events, and how the city residents can help us get that snow removed.
Okay.
So it should have gone out in everyone's utility bill. If you don't have it, it is on our website, on the city website, and you can get a copy of it. But it kind of lays out, it does talk about city code, you know, Palmer Municipal Code in there and what that kind of says as far as expectations. You know, basically if the forecast is saying that we're going to have 2 or more inches of snow or drifting snow,
right?
There is no parking on city streets in the downtown core area. And then in the neighborhood areas, no parking on streets between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Okay.
That allows us to get out there. Because if we do have a snow event, typically it happens overnight, it seems like. Okay. Our crews get out there as early as 3 in the morning. To start removing snow. So if we don't have to contend with vehicles on the street, that just helps us get everything.
Life is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yes. And then it does explain in there, you know, kind of what I already went through as far as kind of what our priorities are. I will say there is a, you know, please, a part in there that's a kind of a please help us. Help you, but also understand. And I do, you know, this is my third winter as the public works director. And the last two, I do go around as our crews are out there removing snow, especially in the neighborhoods. I try to go around, make sure, you know, that they're getting everything and see what some of the issues might be. And of course, one of our biggest issues is we get calls, well, your guys left a snow berm across my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably one of our biggest issues. And, you know, to try to combat that issue, our snow graders do have gates.
Right.
And they will drop that gate when they cross a driveway. And that gate will help keep snow into the plow, basically,
right,
as opposed to the plow pushing it out.
Got it.
And then when they come to the end of the driveway, on the far end of it, they'll lift it, and then the snow will, you know, come off the end of the grade of the blade. But sometimes there's just so much snow that it goes over the top of the gate.
Sure.
We try to minimize that as much as possible. So that's one of those where I would just ask residents, you know, if you do have a berm at the end of your driveway, and it's not something that's, you know, 3 feet tall, it should never be that tall, you know, bear with us. And if you can remove it yourself or have some neighbors help you remove it, just know we're not doing that on purpose. It's just one of those, there's really not much we can do about it. Our main focus is the road.
Right. Well, my impression is, again, there's the first cut when the snow comes down, the plow goes through,
mm-hmm.
and at that time, I probably haven't been out. We have a short driveway. We live in town. But I probably haven't done anything on the snow that's in the driveway. So you guys go through. Then I push the snow aside, et cetera. And there may be a little bit of snow there. But that you do a very good job on the second pass.
Yes.
Because we also have a sidewalk in front of our house. And it just takes it all away.
Right.
So I'm a happy camper.
Right.
That happens.
You know, I think the issue with the snow berm on the end of people's driveways, it's really more of a, and I'll admit it, I see it where I live too. I live just outside the city limits. But, you know, when the guys come through and clear our neighborhood, it's the same thing. People get out early and they try to get their driveway clean. I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home from work, I see a little berm across my driveway, and it's like, well, guess I'm going to get out there and clean that off,
yeah.
You know? Right. And it's just part of, you know, getting that whole snow removal, you know. And
well, the other thing is it's so tempting to because very often the question is, if I'm moving that snow, where do I put it?
Yes, that leads me into the next thing. Here's perfect place that we would want you to put your snow if it's coming off your driveway. If you can picture this in your head, you're standing in front of your house looking at the street.
Right.
So traffic is moving from your left to your right.
Mm-hmm.
So my grader is going to be coming from your left to your right.
Got it.
As you're removing snow from your driveway, put it on the right side of your driveway.
Yeah.
The upstream side, if you will,
that
of
makes
your driveway.
It, yeah, everything good.
Because that way there's less chance that my grader might hit your pile and drag it across your driveway.
Okay.
That's like one of the biggest things. If people will just remember, upstream side
pile
of the
right.
plow,
yeah.
so he doesn't hit, possibly hit your pile with your snow pile with this blade and just drag it across the end of your driveway.
Okay. I like that. That works. So, that works.
And actually, on the sheet that went out, there's a little map on the back that shows exactly what we're looking for.
Right. Very nice.
So, yeah, if anybody's got questions with that, please call us. We'll let you know.
What other kind of preps for winter is associated with all the – I mean, you've got – we've got water and sewer and everything else.
Yes.
There going.
Yes. So our water sewer crew, they're out right now. One of the things that we do as a courtesy is we'll just let people know if we're seeing a high volume of water, and we'll door tag them and let them know that they've got some type of a leak. So obviously we want to get anything like that fixed before winter.
Right.
And then we do know, we do have the areas in town that we know are more prone to freeze up in the winter. So we'll start tagging those houses that we need to have some water running to keep water flowing through their pipes.
So and also there's the storm water runoff drain thing that gets. Blocked up sometimes with ice and snow.
Yes.
I'll sometimes see steam rising because you go by and you do this.
Yes. So we do have a steam truck that as long as we're not actively removing snow, and if we are seeing an issue area where we might have a blocked culvert or something, one of the roads crew guys or two of the roads crew guys will grab the steam truck and they'll go out and try to get the ice unpacked and flow, you know, water flowing.
So far this year, there have been comments made that we've been enjoying warm weather, but we've also noting it seems to me some real variations where you go below freezing and then it'll be up into 30s or 40s and then back up and down. So you got this thing. So the January thaw is already happening. It's just like So. That must be also problematic, too, because once you get, you know, get the snow, my feeling has been, oh, let it snow, let it be there, and then come spring, let it go away. But the stuff that comes and goes up and down, that's what seems to confuse everybody.
Well, that coming and going of the snow actually reminds me a lot of Colorado. I grew up in Colorado.
Okay.
Well, at least when my dad retired from the military, and I started high school, and that was in Colorado. Anyway, it was a lot like that in Colorado. We would have snow, and then 2 days later it'd be gone, and we wouldn't have snow again for another week or whatever. And then we'd have snow, and in the Denver area, anyway.
Sure,
not up in the mountains, obviously. That's for here. Yes, it is. It is a little odd that we would have. The weather that we've been having, where we get a good snow, or we get a little bit of snow, and then a couple of days later, it's kind of gone. Like now,
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for all and thank all those who are out there, particularly starting at something like 4 a.m. or whatever, and are doing that work, because it means then when most people get up, there's a road and a way to get out of town and come back to town and all the rest of that. Projects, anything? I know what tends to happen in the winter. Whether it's the big road rebuild on the Glen or other things, things tend to slow down in terms of projects, et cetera.
Right.
Is there anything that will be continuing through the winter that people should be aware of?
Mike, no major projects going on right now. Obviously, everybody sees what's going on with the Glen, and we're just like everybody else. We're kind of just watching that one because that's the state. In town, I do have one project over at the public safety building going on. But other than that, we've pretty much slowed down on projects. I do have a project in the works. It's getting ready to go out to bid. It's for additional ADA sidewalks. We've got about $300,000 to do. We got a grant. Through the state and DOT.
Where will those sidewalks be done? Because I see many have already been
set up. So we have one block over here, I'm horrible with street names. I'm more of a business name.
Sure.
So right over the HDL office, that block right across from Bishop's Attic. And then over, now this is one I think I do know the street names, Dahlia to Firewheat. Firewheat.
Right.
That whole kind of block area, we'll hit a couple, we got a couple issue spots with sidewalk at the Information Center, the museum, and then we're going east from there.
Oh, good.
So trying to get, we'll try to get as much as we can around the ball fields, around the borough building there, on Dahlia through the Ale House, kind of that area. So we're trying to, we've almost got the downtown west side of the tracks kind of complete, and now we're trying to move over to the east side of the tracks and get all that.
Well, I can again thank all the work that's been done, because whether you're pushing a baby carriage or riding a bike or you're in a wheelchair or whatever, having that has been, I think, dramatic improvement to both in safety and convenience for a lot of people.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it just works.
So, and that's one of those projects that, you know, until we've got every sidewalk and every curb ramp and driveway compliant, we're going to keep just plugging away.
When you use the word compliant, you're doing this because, not just because you want to, but because there's some...
Yeah, we're trying to get everything to ADA standards.
Okay.
The American Disabilities Act standards.
Okay, so you have that. So
yep.
Yeah, well, they seem to be well-designed. They work pretty well.
Yes, they are.
I've asked a lot of questions. You've talked a lot about different things that are happening. Is there anything left that we have missed that listeners should be aware of from a public works standpoint?
Not really. Other than I would just say, you know, as we're coming into winter and the roads are getting icy and the sidewalks are getting a little icy, you know, just be careful out there. Honestly, on my drive in this morning, I stopped. I was running a little bit behind what I wanted to be, but I stopped because I was on Outer Springer and a guy on his side, a car on its side in the ditch, because he had driven off the road. And, you know, I stopped and there was a couple people already standing out there. Just wanted to make sure he was okay and all that. But, I just tell people, you know, it is icy out there. Even if it doesn't look like it's icy, there's some black ice out there in the morning. And just be careful.
Slow down. Yeah. And you're right. Maybe it's a case of once you have the snow come down early or the weather looks really bad, you're paying attention, and then you say, well, things have improved. It looks pretty good.
Right.
Most of the roads are clear. And, of course, we have the examples of some notorious roads way out to the west there, Kinnick Goose Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That road, there's a lot of shade thrown on portions of it. The sun shines, you're cruising along, and then all of a sudden, it's not so fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you, Chris Null, for coming in, Director of Public Works, City of Palmer. And we're going to go out and with the outro we have prepared. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your City of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.